One of the biggest royal events in years is underway in Thailand, with hundreds of thousands of people expected to surround the Grand Palace to farewell the nation's revered king who died a year ago. Thailand has been in a state of mourning since, but tonight the king will be cremated in a ceremony rich in history and symbolism. Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane takes us behind the scenes of the Thai king's final farewell.
At an army stable in Bangkok, a black horse is being put through its paces. Its rider is a Thai soldier, part of a special ceremonial unit of the Royal Thai Army. But the horse is from Australia. Its name is Dressed in Black, and it's been specially chosen for its colour and temperament to take part in the royal funeral ceremony for Thai King Bhumibol Adulyadej.
And we're very proud and pleased Australian horses are going to be part of that honour guard.
Australia's ambassador to Thailand, Paul Robilliard, visited the training grounds to see the royal steeds. He says almost all the King's Guard horses are Australian or the offspring of Australian horses.
Just a few weeks ago, the Royal Thai Army brought 55 new Australian horses to take part in this event.
The event is an elaborate series of processions and royal rituals held over 5 days to cremate the king who reigned for 70 years. It's a funeral on an epic scale with a $120 million budget. The centrepiece is an elaborate golden crematorium, purpose-built in front of the Grand Palace with symbols of both Buddhist and Hindu traditions. Tong Tong Chantarang Suk is a historian and an expert in royal affairs.
When the king passed away, he go up there on the heaven. So we build the replica of the heaven on the earth.
This earthly heaven has been populated with hundreds of statues, gods, warriors, even life-size models of the king's favourite pet dogs. The nation's fine arts department guided the work of hundreds of volunteer artists. Many had very personal reasons for helping, like 23-year-old Nata Bumrungchi.
My dad passed away when I was 7. He was an army mechanic. There's a photo of him in a rain-making plane, which was one of the king's projects. So I feel proud to follow my father and do something for the king.
The closer to the king's body, the more sacred it is for Thais, and the craftsmanship on the royal coffin and royal urn is incredible. More than 30,000 tiny pieces of hand-carved sandalwood are assembled to form three-dimensional Garudas, the half-bird, half-man figure that the Hindu god Vishnu rides. The late king was always associated with Vishnu, and these tiny wooden figures are meant to carry him into the next life. In the past, deceased Thai kings were suspended in a sitting position inside a large urn. But times have changed, says royal expert Tong Tong Chantarang Suk.
The royal body will be placed in royal coffins, but we still kept royal urns as the symbolic.
After a year's hard work and 2 full rehearsals, everything is ready. Tong Tong Chantarang Suk says Thailand will be grieving, but time and ritual can help.
We will collect our memories of the good things that he have done to us, the good things that will be with us forever.
The cremation of King Bhumibol Adulyadej will occur at 10 p.m. local time. This is Liam Cochrane in Bangkok reporting for AM.